Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Pony Stampede podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Umbody, coming to you just about an hour after SMU escaped New Orleans with a 37-34 win over Tulane Friday night on ESPN. And look, for as ugly as it was for SMU in many ways, they get a win on the road and escape with that win. And that's all you need in this scenario when it's sandwiched between the Memphis game and the Cincinnati game. And look, I'll open with this. Credit to Tulane for coming out and, first of all, not taking that punch in the mouth that SMU gave them on those first three plays that forced a three and out, and letting them get off of their game plan, letting them lose confidence, letting them, you know, think, okay, this is just going to be a continuation of what happened against Houston. They take advantage of a muffed SMU punt, and boom, SMU down 7-0 to start this one in New Orleans. And I think, and we just got off the Zoom call with Sonny Dykes, and I do think that muff punt by TQ Jackson, who was eventually replaced by Tyler Page as the punt returner, and for good reason later in the game, was a kind of a turning point in a way early on in the game. That after a great three and out, I mean, two sacks, tackle for loss as well. I mean, Tulane went backwards very quickly offensively to open the game. And instead, they get second life and they quickly make work of SMU's defense. And from there, you kind of saw the game go back and forth like it did the entire night. SMU scored 10 unanswered. They did a nice job of coming right back with Danny Gray taking that handoff 32 yards for the touchdown. And then Chris Nagar makes it 10-7, about 5:32 to go in the first quarter. And then from there, it was back and forth. It was SMU it was Tulane with a 14-10 lead. And then it was SMU with a 17-14 lead, and then Tulane ties it at 17 at the half. And you're sitting there thinking, okay, SMU probably played about as badly as they could in little spurts in different ways, right? SMU's defense gave up, you know, a long 11-play, 72-yard touchdown drive in the second quarter. SMU's offense had their moments when they were good, and then they had their moments when they were stagnant. We saw Chris Nagar miss field goal at some point in the game as well. And then the second half, you're thinking, okay, some adjustments had to be made by SMU because Tulane made adjustments early on. Their run game got going certainly in the second quarter. And you thought, okay, SMU will make some adjustments defensively, and maybe that'll be how it goes in this one in the second half, like the Memphis game where they were, for the most part, bottled up. Tulane goes right down the field and scores to make it 24-17. And then SMU battled back again, scoring 10 unanswered points, quick drive, and then an 11-play drive of their own to make it 27-24 SMU. And then Tulane answers in the fourth quarter with a nice 6-play, 37-yard drive, which was, you know, helped by a poor punt and a penalty to certainly take advantage of that and go up 31-27. And then Danny Gray just continued to do what he did. 10-yard pass from Shane Bouchel to make it 34-31 SMU. That capped a 14-play, 81-yard drive with 5:41 to go. And then Tulane goes down and ties it with a 13-play, 65-yard drive. And then it's 1:30 to go in the fourth quarter. And you look up and you said, okay, your senior quarterback, Shane Bouchel, is getting the ball with one timeout, plenty of time, and they drive down the field, and they gave Chris Nagar a shot. You know, I mean, they gave him a shot, and I mean, that kick would have been, if it would have snuck in the right upright, it would have been good from 65. But instead, the 57-yarder clanks off the side of the post, and we go to overtime. And I, to be honest, watching it live, I posted on the board, I said, everybody ready for a fresh start? And I wasn't kidding. I think this team needed a fresh start, needed a chance to gather itself. I think that's the big thing that stood out to me in a way about SMU is that despite, I mean, the special teams miscues were awful between the muff punt to open the game, and then you had TQ Jackson setting them up way, way, way inside their own territory, I think at the 10 and at the 5 on both of those punt returns for him. That wasn't muff before Tyler Page took him out. And they just rolled up 581 yards of total offense, 572 of which came in regulation. Shane Buechel threw for 384 on the night. Tyler Page had that 55-yard completion on the reverse pass. So a little misleading. Shane Buechel finishes 23 of 37 for 384 yards and two touchdowns. Not a bad night. He did not turn it over. I think that was probably the biggest thing for SMU is they did not have an offensive turnover on the night. The big turnover for Tulane came in overtime when Brandon Crosley picked him off, picked off Michael Pratt, and shout out Michael Pratt. I mean, he started strong. I think I looked up at one point, he was 7 of 12 and doing really well. His passer rating was like 180 or something like that, and he had a touchdown. And then he kind of tailed off. He finished 12 of 29. He was a true freshman making his second career start, and he made some plays with his legs, certainly to get them in position for a chance at their own game-winning field goal before their false start. But you know, I think the box score on this game is ridiculous. I'll be honest with you guys. If you look at it, I mean, 581 to 387 in terms of total yards. First downs were somewhat even, 25 to 23, SMU led. The penalties were what really, I think, killed SMU at times. They also killed Tulane at certain points. Those holding calls, which the refs didn't, quite frankly, call in the first half, got called in the second half, killed Tulane. Outside of the 3rd and 39, which is, I mean, unexplainable. I mean, quite honestly, I mean, Armani Johnson kind of gets caught there and he gets beat and, you know, safety was a little late, but, I mean, inexcusable. You can't let a guy on 3rd and 39. I mean, where do you think he's going to go? Is he going to catch it underneath? I mean, I guess Danny Gray did that for SMU with a 61-yard reception catch and run there, but, you know, Tulane was going deep on that play and they got beat and, obviously, SMU paid the price for that one. But then you look at yards per play, 7.2 to 5 for SMU. You look at the sacks. SMU got to Pratt. They sacked him four times. Tulane sacked Buechel three times. Tackle for loss was 11 to 8 Tulane. I think Tulane really kind of won that on some of those runs at times with Bentley or the swing pass, the kind of screen pass to Bentley that he got kind of caught up a little bit at times. But both teams went perfect in the red zone, 5 for 5, 4 for 4 in terms of scoring opportunities. You know, SMU definitely could have put more touchdowns on the board without a doubt, led the time of possession in this one. But, you know, I think, you know, for the most part, this was, I mean, the 2019 version of this game was kind of anomaly. SMU won by 17, but other than that, I mean, this series has been ridiculous. I mean, you look at it, it's SMU 2016 down 10 with 7 to play. SMU won. The quarterback for Tulane was tackled at the goal line in 2018, and Prochet, 2017 was tackled at the goal line. 2018, Prochet was 70-yard touchdown with 1 minute left to win it in New Orleans. And then last year was the 17-point win. So a little weird. I mean, I tell you what, guys, I mean, just go look at the box score. It's bizarre. It's bizarre how this game ended the way it did. It's a game that I think SMU is certainly glad they escaped with a win. That was what they needed to do. Couple notes for you guys in terms of my take. One, they get total credit for winning on the road against a tough Tulane team. And I say tough because they are tough. They are well coached. They play hard. This team is obviously going through something at quarterback, which I think is a big reason why they are where they are, which is 2-3 on the year. But they just, you know, they never quit. And Tulane has a good scheme and they have good coaches. And, you know, credit to them for playing hard and coming out and not, like I said, letting some of the things that happened early on affect them, because they're obviously right in the game to win it. Tyler Page probably gets my game ball. Danny Gray was outstanding. He did it all. He was huge on third downs. ESPN showed the graphic where I think four straight catches for Danny were for first downs on third and long or third and intermediate. And he finished with 133 yards receiving and 32 yards on the ground, two touchdowns. Rashee Rice led all receivers for SMU with seven receptions for 139 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Page, but here's why. I mean, Tyler Page, four for 101 yards. A 25-yard average. He gave Chris Nagar that chance to win it at the end of regulation. He came in and had a nice punt return. I just felt like he kind of did it all. He didn't have many opportunities, and when he was targeted, at times I think Shane was kind of off. So I feel like he could have had a bigger game. But I felt like his catches and, you know, I just think he stepped up in a big moment when SMU was looking for a third receiver. So now you look at what SMU has, and it's a wait-and-see game to see if Cincinnati is able to play this game in Dallas next weekend at 7 o'clock, I believe it is. Might be 8, but 7 o'clock, I think, on ESPN2 in Ford Stadium. And here's some of my negatives on this, and I hate to end on negatives, but I guess I hadn't gotten to him. I think, one, SMU got a little out-coached in a way by Tulane's offensive coaches. Now, I say in a way because SMU held them to 387 total yards, and their running game really came alive when they put Stephon Henderson in. Cam Carroll didn't do anything, 6 carries, 12 yards, but Henderson finished with 19 carries for 132 yards, which was good for 6.9 yards per carry. But I think they won. They got the stop in overtime, which is big, and they didn't give up any points in the fourth quarter. I think that's impressive. A second straight game that SMU hasn't given up a point in the fourth quarter. Or I think they might have given up a field goal late against Memphis, but I could be wrong. I'd have to double check that. But in the fourth quarter, SMU has been playing really well as of late. And Tulane had some really good opportunities with short fields due to the SMU punting failures. I'll say this game because it really was pretty bad, but I don't think Shane was particularly perfect, you know, by any means this game. The wind was howling, 25 miles an hour is what Sonny Dykes said on the post-game conference with us. And I think that probably impacted a little bit. But, I mean, I just go back to I think some of the play calling at times was a little touch and go. I think at the end of the first half when they could have had, you know, certainly a chance at a field goal. I think at the end of regulation, they kind of got into a weird like tiff there once Tyler Page caught the big pass, and they just, I don't know, it just kind of fell apart. Situationally, I think SMU needs to get better in terms of, you know, end of game and things like that. But they were 10 of 18 on third downs, and were just really impressive in that regard, which is a good thing. But and I think one of those missed third down conversions came in overtime where they were clearly playing for the middle of the field and the Chris Nagar field goal. So, you know, there's a lot to clean up. I think there are certain things in this game that will overshadow probably the overall performance, but I think one being the 3rd and 39. But overall, I mean, I think SMU, you know, probably played a little bit better. Well, I won't say they played a little bit better. They did not take advantage of what they set up for themselves. And I do believe that because they had big plays. I mean, their chunk plays were awesome tonight. I just don't think they took advantage of what they set up for themselves. The offense stalled too much on drives. And it just, you know, it just wasn't pretty at all. And Tulane took advantage. Tulane is kind of like a better Texas State team, and I feel like that is kind of the story of this game. And you know, it was ugly without a doubt, but you know, I think this team and a couple of the two players we talked with after the game, I mean, they both said it. It's hard to win on the road. I think it was hard to win after the emotional, you know, losses for TJ McDaniel and Reggie Robertson. But they got it done. In conference on the road, and that's all that matters. They're not going to get penalized for losing. It happens. What they need to do now is circle the wagons. They've got an extra day to prepare for Cincinnati if that game is played, and they've got to get some things right. And, you know, SMU does play pretty well at home. So I think that's something to hold on to as you guys, you know, enjoy this win over the course of the weekend. But I'm going to wrap it up. We'll be back on Monday for, you know, some final takeaways, as well as to recap the news of Jalen Samuels committing to SMU. Big, big, big land for SMU, literally 6'7", 225 defensive end out of Pasadena, Sam Rayburn, over some Power 5 offers that came earlier this week. So we'll talk about that on Monday. So thanks for listening to this edition of the Pony Stampede Podcast. Please leave us a rating, leave us a review, and subscribe to the Pony Stampede Podcast. But with that, guys, we're going to shut this one down, and hope you guys have a great rest of the weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.